This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today joining us is Kate King, a licensed professional counselor, board-certified art therapist, Radiant Life coach, published author, professional artist, and creative entrepreneur. She expertly teaches a unique transformational healing strategy that integrates science, psychology, creativity, and spirituality. Her new book is The Radiant Life Project, Awaken Your Purpose, Heal Your Past, and Transform Your Future. And Kate, thanks for joining us here today.
You're so welcome. Thank you for having me. It's an honor to be here with you.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today during a busy time of year. So for starters, if you would, personal development work is challenging and time consuming, as we know. Why should anyone go through the pain and hardship of looking at themselves so deeply? Let's start there today.
Absolutely. It is challenging, and it can really call people to move to the forefront in terms of getting honest with themselves, building integrity, and really growing as a person. And because of that, I think it's so worthwhile, because I think we're here to grow. I really think that part of why relationships are challenging and why life offers us all kinds of opportunities for growth, it's because that's the point of this life. And when we meet it face to face, it's incredible when we see the amount of growth that's accessible to us when we really look inward.
And Kate, you have done therapy for years and read a million self-help books, I understand, as well. What makes this work different?
Yes, absolutely. I have done a lot of my own work, a lot of my healing journey. And this work is a culmination of both my clinical experience as well as my personal process. So it has a lot of synergy that you don't typically see in self-help work. It varies from neuroscience and information about regulating the nervous system all the way to Buddhist philosophy and art therapy, creativity, and different methods of psychotherapy. So it's really integrative, and it's based off of that combination of exploring this work clinically with clients and also walking this talk myself and exploring it in my own life.
And to take this even further and per your opinion, how can anyone live a radiant life in a world where there is so much going wrong?
Oh, that's such a good question. There is so much going on in the world right now, and I think it's easy for people to feel hopeless about that and overwhelmed. And I see that as a call to action, where that's the reason why we should be doing this work. Because when you work on your own healing and growth process, it radiates outward from you, and it starts to impact your family, your society, and the collective globe at large when healing starts from within. So seeing the world as a troublesome place is not a reason to shut down. It's a reason to go deep and open up in the service of the collective.
Again, we certainly appreciate your taking a moment to be with us here today. We're visiting with Kate King, a licensed professional counselor, board-certified art therapist, Radiant Life coach, and author of her new book, The Radiant Life Project, Awaken Your Purpose, Heal Your Past, and Transform Your Future. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Personal Development Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, let's say someone has a big problem in their life, say they're in an affair, maybe they're involved in an addiction or a terminal illness. How can this book be helpful in some of these cases?
This book just gives you a place to start. It's like an entry portal into whatever's going on in your life. And whether it be a small issue or something that feels really disruptive and substantial, the most important thing you can do is just start on the healing process of really facing how that issue is disrupting your life and how you might be getting in your own way. And so this book gives you the opportunity to self-reflect in so many different facets, and it can be applicable to different life issues of different sizes, because it's all about this reflective process.
Also in your book, you say that you walk your talk. What do you mean by that? Get into that just a little bit.
Sure. I think it feels different when you're learning from someone who's teaching from a theoretical place of really understanding concepts intellectually, versus when you're learning from someone who's experienced it and lived through the teachings they're offering. And there is a real depth and substantial quality when you're learning from someone who has walked the path of healing themselves and cultivated the resources they're teaching from a place of knowing that they work because they've lived them. And that's what I mean by walking my talk. I have done so much deep personal exploration, trauma healing. I've reworked so many patterns in my life and in my systems that I'm a part of, that the work that I teach comes from a really deep resourced place of knowing that there's gold here because it's built off of what I've experienced myself.
Again, we're speaking with Kate King. She is the author of The Radiant Life Project, Awaken Your Purpose, Heal Your Past, and Transform Your Future. As we conclude today, Kate, your book teaches a concept called authentic integrity. And this seems to be a challenging way to live in our modern world. Why should a person choose this path?
Well, I created the term authentic integrity because I really appreciate both the authenticity and the integrity that's inherent in a life that rings true to health and well-being and your highest purpose and meaning in life. And I found that when I combine authenticity and integrity into one concept of authentic integrity, it really supercharges that power. And it allows people to align with their relationships, with their behaviors, the way they're engaging in their daily life. And with that level of deep alignment, they are able to access so much more genuineness and aliveness in their everyday life that allows them to live in a way that really does radiate that sense of health and peace and freedom from the inside out.
Kate, again, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio. If listeners wanted to pick up the book or to get more information on yourself or the book, where's the best place online to do so?
Well, the hub for all of the things that I offer is my website, which is theradiantlifeproject.com. And the book is available everywhere you buy your books. And it's a really great resource for people who are both starting their inner work journey and also for those who have done a lot of work and they're ready to level up to new dimensions. So go find it at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, online, anywhere else you buy your books. And feel free to drop me a line on my website and follow me on social medias at The Radiant Life Project. I participate daily with little gifts and tidbits and videos, and I love engaging with my community. So please feel free to be in touch.
And that certainly is easy enough. And of course, listeners, you can always find these links within the show notes of this broadcast as well for your convenience. Kate, all the best. And again, we thank you for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
And you're more than welcome. Again, we've been speaking with Kate King, a licensed professional counselor, board certified art therapist, radiant life coach, and author of her new book, The Radiant Life Project, Awaken Your Purpose, Heal Your Past, and Transform Your Future. And for further details, visit theradiantlifeproject.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.